This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. More than 50% of American adults have had at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. And to many, that feels like a light at the end of the tunnel. But when and how will we get back to normal after such a long time? For WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk, reporters Hannah Chin and Zoe Reed explore what life could be like after the pandemic.
There's a lot of talk about how we'll all behave after the pandemic. Will it be like the roaring 20s, people out on the town with all this pent-up energy? Or are people used to being hermits now? After more than a year, it could be scary to get back out there. Some of our listeners have mixed feelings too. Ian Snyder is 25 and lives in Philadelphia. He's fully vaccinated now, but he's still having trouble adjusting to post-vaccine life.
The hardest part has just been like learning to fear the presence of other people and having to unlearn that fear, which I think that's the piece that I'm really still like untangling internally.
That's our first question. What needs to happen for life to get back to normal?
So we've heard the phrase herd immunity throughout this pandemic. The idea is that once a significant percentage of people are vaccinated, the virus can't spread. We're not yet certain how many people that would be, but a lot of medical experts estimate it's around 70 to 80% of the population. Neil Goldstein, an epidemiologist at Drexel, says coronavirus variants could complicate that.
There may be variants that emerge over time. We would call these vaccine escape variants, ones that, you know, your immunity that you have may not confer complete or a sufficient amount of immunity. But then we also don't know exactly how long immunity lasts. And immunity may last for a different period of time for different people based on whether they've received vaccination or whether they got sick and got immunity that way.
I think I can ask this question on behalf of everyone. Will the pandemic ever end?
Well, I have good news and bad news.
Let's start with the bad news.
The bad news is that COVID-19 won't really ever go away completely. At least not like, say, polio and smallpox, which have basically been eradicated in the U.S. through vaccination. This virus is more widespread and more transmissible. The good news is that COVID-19 is slowly becoming more manageable with vaccines, testing, and treatment. Here's what Goldstein had to say.
The consensus in the scientific community seems to be that this virus will go endemic. In other words, it'll be kind of a seasonally circulating virus that will live alongside the other coronaviruses.
He said in the future, we might just treat COVID-19 with regular seasonal booster shots and public health programming, kind of like the flu. Which makes me wonder, what will society look like once the world does reopen?
Sociologists say there's no easy answer. Gretchen Chapman teaches social and decision sciences at Carnegie Mellon. She told me that after humans are not able to do something for a while, they want to do it even more so once permitted. On the other hand, humans are creatures of habit, and change can be uncomfortable. It might be a big adjustment to return to the office after working from home. People are more influenced by their friends' anecdotes and personal experiences than by abstract data.
So people who have similar views already tend to congregate together, the birds of a feather flocking together phenomenon. But there is also evidence of this propagation phenomenon where one person will influence the belief and behavior of other people that are close to them in the social network.
Another behavioral expert, Tess Wilkinson-Ryan from the University of Pennsylvania, says it's normal to feel cautious, especially when not everyone is vaccinated.
We have all developed a bunch of habits because we're being cautious about COVID itself, but are also pretty elaborate ways of signaling to others that we all want to be respectful of their space, respectful of their own sort of hygiene practices and boundaries.
Chapman says we can expect some social awkwardness. We might have to over-communicate and ask people what they feel comfortable with.
We've lost certain social skills about eye contact and staying the right distance away from each other, close enough to be friendly, but not so close that you're sort of in the person's personal space, that kind of bodily aspect of the interactions we haven't had practice with.
Our medical and behavioral experts agreed on a few things. First, risk is a continuum, not an on and off switch. After getting vaccinated, the risk of catching or transmitting COVID is lower, but it's not zero.
They also agreed it's the experts' responsibility to guide the public on what's safe and what isn't. Our understanding of the virus and the vaccines are constantly evolving. Safety guidelines are too.
And they advise people to be patient. We've been through a lot. If you're feeling what some experts have called COVID reentry anxiety, you're not alone.
Anything else our listeners should know?
I think that's it. They can find out more about COVID and the vaccine rollout at whyy.org/vaccine.
Thanks, Hannah.
No problem. Thanks, Zoe.